The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, Minnesota. For the last 12 months, things have been going exceedingly well. It's probably too well when you think about the history of this franchise, what they have gotten, what they deserve. These last 12 months have been a dream. You lucked up into Anthony Edwards. You ended up getting J-Lo and A-Rod, buying your team with a guy who has more money than God. They want to change things around. They hire someone from Clutch Sports to fix the culture inside of Minnesota. You end up making the playoffs. You end up getting Rudy Gobert. Things are, by all definitions, a fantasy world for Minnesota Timberwolves fans. And now we have our first hole. The first crack in the foundation that might have you saying, "Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh, Scooby. Something is amiss." Turns out, J-Lo might be the key and the disruptor and the impetus that has fucked up the entire Timberwolves ownership group. She does look great. She is banging. I do understand why someone would want to do business and pay billions of dollars just to be near her. How this happens? Wild story. Everyone knows last year a partnership between A-Rod and Mark Lowry won the bid to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves for $2.2 billion. A-Rod and Lowry were supposed to be 50-50 partners. But when the down payment came, things got a little sus. July 2021, A-Rod, obviously, might make sense, just fell a little short by making his payment. It's not just a down payment on a Kia, either. This wasn't just like a down payment on a nice home in Minneapolis. This was a down payment worth $250 million to pay 20% of the team. And guess what? My man A-Rod couldn't exactly find the change under his couch in order to make that $250. Sources say A-Rod had to go to Mark Lowry to help him out. Hey, I need you to spot me a couple of million. I don't know how much million, but it was significant. Sources close to the situation say Lowry had to cover the balance for A-Rod. The result is that Lowry now owns 13% of the team, A-Rod just 7%. It's not really spotting you if you don't end up getting the equity in the company. They just now have bought it from you. It gets better, though. So much better. The next down payment is due by year's end. Apparently, A-Rod is scrambling around like a DC rat trying to make that payment as well. An NBA source reports, quote, "I would not be surprised if A-Rod becomes a subservient number two to Lowry." The same source told Josh Cosman at the New York Post that he predicted that Lowry would end up buying more than half and controlling the Timberwolves.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Also, it appears that there's a cooling off personally between Lori and A-Rod. Why, you may ask? What would cause Mark Lori to want to spend less time around A-Rod? Well, no J-Lo, of course. J-Lo is the reason. Apparently, according to a source, said Mark got completely mesmerized by the J-Lo thing. The J-Lo thing. Let me say that again. Mark Lori was completely mesmerized by the J-Lo thing. That is what we call a booty. He was mesmerized by the J-Lo booty. And now that J-Lo, the J-Lo thing, is out of the picture, maybe A-Rod is out of the picture, too. It's like, you know, you get friends with someone because they've got a famous friend. And it's like, oh, yeah, me and, I don't know. Me and Drake are no longer friends. It's like, I just got real busy. Who's going to be at the club? No Drake? Ooh, I'm still in my sweatpants. Only one person, though, probably very happy about this. You guessed it. Maybe one of the worst owners in all of sports, Glenn Taylor, current owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He believes currently that this franchise is worth more than the $2 billion that he sold it for. I don't know. Maybe because they made the playoffs. Maybe because Ant Edwards starred in a movie. Maybe because A-Rod, this A-Rod J-Lo thing has added a little mystique to the team. So you can imagine him just wanting to swim in his little swimming pool full of gold doubloons, just trying to eat up and soak up more money from the last vestige of owning this franchise, hoping that the deal falls through. Because what would happen? Well, Glenn Taylor would get to keep the down payments. Yeah, you get to keep the down payments. Those things are not refundable. And he would get to resell the team to someone else for even more money. God, I hope it doesn't happen. Because then Glenn Taylor would get to keep the team for another two more years. The regime of sort of tomfoolery and cheapness, miserly ways that he has is the last thing that this team needs when they're trying to make a push to contend for a title. That's all the time that we have for the Heat Check. We'll be back next week with a new episode, hopefully featuring the long-awaited interview with Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse. I'm trying to narrow it for you. I'm trying to cut things up. I've got a million things happening. Please tune in to Thursday and Friday. I will be on WFAN 660 AM, hosting from 2 to 7 PM on September 1st and 2nd. And we've got a lot of other things going on in the meantime as well. The Jerry West interview is up on the Heat Check feed. Check those out if you haven't. Do not forget to download, subscribe. Please tell all your friends. And follow us at social, at This Heat Check, and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. We will see you next week, my friends.